I'm Carol Hills, and you're tuned to The World. I want to take a couple of minutes to talk about the situation in Yemen. Since March, life in the capital Sana'a has been disrupted almost daily by the sound of jet fighters flown by a Saudi-led coalition. The coalition is trying to oust Houthi rebels who took control of the capital a year ago. The toll of the bombing campaign on Yemeni civilians has been high. The UN Human Rights Commission says that by the end of June alone, nearly 1,000 Yemeni civilians had lost their lives. Over the weekend, an early morning attack struck way too close to home for one Sana'a resident.
My friend's aunt died today. She was killed with her child by the airstrikes. She left three children behind. It's terrible.
That's 24-year-old Aziz Morfek.
The airstrike was in Al-Asbahi area in Sana'a. It's southeast Sana'a. It was like 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. I don't know what time exactly, but it was at the very morning. I wake up by the sound of the explosions, but when I try to sleep again, I hear the missiles. I feel worried because they are getting closer to us. I have this feeling that they will hit us. Almost every Yemeni has this feeling, which is annoying.
Morfek says the sudden death of his friend's relatives was a shock. Most Yemenis, he says, have been touched by the war.
I know some people who lost their relatives in Aden because of the conflict there. I know someone on Facebook who died by militias. I don't remember everything. There's a lot of death.
Aziz Morfek helps manage a cultural center in Sana'a. He says events at the center were called off this weekend because of heavy damage in that part of the city. Yemenis posted pictures and videos of the Saturday morning airstrike online. We've reposted some of them at PRI.org.